You know, it's tough, but it's a very emotional time right now. You know that nothing in this league stays the same, and you know this may be the last time you're in the locker room with some of these guys. But you know, it's a great run this year. You know, I'm very proud of this team. Came up just short. You know, we reached a bunch of our goals this year, but we didn't get all of them. So you know, we're just going to use this as a motivator heading into this offseason and try to come back strong next year.
How about for yourself? Give me the progress report on what you saw from yourself.
You know, it was a good year with everything that was asked of me, and you know, we did a great job this year of just you know, doing little things right. It's a team that worked extremely hard. Coach Zimmer challenged us all year, and did a great job of stepping up to his challenges.
It seems like you get this, whatever it is with Norv Turner and Zimmer, that there's something kind of going on here in terms of chemistry. It's pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. And, it was a good year, you know, as a team, as a whole. Did some great things this year, and I'm proud of this group.
You beat yourself up at all when you look at yesterday and get close game like that? Do you analyze it a lot? Do you evaluate it a lot? What do you do?
You know, it's just tough losing a game like that, and we came up just short. But, you know, it was an overall team effort. And to come up short like that is tough. But, like I said, we use it as motivation heading into this offseason and come back strong next year.
Teddy, you know, obviously there were high expectations for you this year. Some people thought maybe you were a little inconsistent. Do you feel you have to be more consistent, or what do you feel you have to do better after this year?
You know, I think, you know, what was asked of, you know, my position, I think we did a good job of doing what was asked of it. And, you know, now it's time to just take that extra step. And then you want to come back next year with the same intensity, the same focus, and be even better.
Does that mean just being more consistent, or what does the extra step mean for you potentially?
Like I said, just being more, you know, having that same intensity, that focus, being a great leader, great communicator around this locker room and with the coaching staff, and you know, just coming back a better player.
Talk about doing what's being asked of you. Do you feel at this point in your career you're ready to be asked to do more?
You know, you can say that, and you know, but we're going to get together in this offseason, you know, coaching staff. Like I said, I have to do a good job of communicating with those guys, and you know, we're all going to be on the same page, and when we come back in the spring, you know, be full speed.
Coach Zimmer said, you know, a few weeks ago that you still need to be more vocal. Is that something you need to work on, or what do you think of that aspect of your game?
You know, that's something that I'll continue to work on. And the guys know that I'm a genuine guy when I do say something, and it just speaks volumes. So, and I'm in a position right now where, you know, I get to lead this group of men in this locker room, and I'm glad to be in this position.
Teddy, people talk about, you know, this could be a valuable lesson, but it's also never guaranteed you're ever going to be back in that position again. How do you sort of balance those two thoughts that, you know, there was a lost opportunity, but we don't know where we're going to get another one?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you have to live in the now, and, you know, nothing in this league stays the same. So this is our opportunity to do something special. And, you know, the things that we did accomplish this year were pretty special also. But, you know, we wanted to make a run for something even bigger. And to know that it may have been the last time taking the field with some of the guys in this locker room, it's very emotional.
Teddy, what are the off-season plans in terms of potential workouts in California, in Florida, wherever?
That's something that we'll talk about as a group, you know, try to get the guys together, you know, spend some time together in the off-season to continue to build our chemistry and, you know, build our bond.
So maybe bring the receivers down to Florida or something?
Yeah,
like
definitely
that.
Something like that.
Teddy, what do you take away from this season? What are the lessons that you're going to walk away from this season with?
You know, this team showed that it's a group that's, you know, that loves challenges. You know, Coach Zimmer challenged us all year, you know, to do some things, and the guys did a great job of responding. And I'm proud of this group. You know, it's a group of guys who were resilient, you know, a group of guys who played with a ton of confidence all year long.
When a game unfolds like that, do you go back and watch it right away? Will you watch it? How does that work for you?
Yeah, you definitely watch it and, you know, see what you could have done better or, you know, see what went wrong. But, you know, in this league, you know, sometimes that's what games come down to, the little things. And, you know, we could have been better, whether it's on third downs or, you know, things like that. So, you know, it was a tough loss, and it would be a tough one to swallow.
You watched it already then, or did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right away?
Yeah. You know, like I said, you just wanted to see what went wrong. And, Seattle's a good football team. You know, they were in the past two Super Bowls. So, you know, they were prepared to play us, and we were prepared to play those guys. We just came up short.
Top thing,
being more aggressive, and I'm going to spend some time watching the tape, watching all the pass plays, all the run plays, and just critiquing myself, seeing the little things that I could do better.
Teddy, how do you feel your profile or celebrity's grown? You're on that Pepsi commercial. How do you feel all that has grown as the Vikings get better here?
Hopefully, you usually are a part of those things when you're winning, so that must be a good thing. But I don't want to be a celebrity quarterback. I want to be a championship-winning quarterback. So all the stuff off the field means nothing. What matters most is what we're doing around here, the games that we're playing, the games that we're winning.
So you're not going to do that much this offseason in terms of endorsements?
I don't know how this offseason is going to play off. I'm still here in this locker room enjoying my time with the guys who we have here and going to hang around for a little bit.
You mentioned teams change this, then the other, but what you guys accomplished this season, does that set the bar for what this program can achieve to be?
I think it was a foundation that was laid this year, and that's something that we want to continue to build on. And our GM, Rick, and those guys, George, and those guys will do a great job of just making sure that we get players around here to continue to build on the foundation that was laid this year. Because Zimmer, he's a great coach. He's been doing a great job with this team. And we're excited. Can't wait for next year.